I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And I am delighted to be joined by my current teammate and rival for position, Arthur Okongwu. Arthur's also at Wrexham. He's just got in the team. How's it been going so far?
You have to try your best not to lose, or you're going to do something outrageous.
A one-word answer for each striker, that, maybe midfielder?
Yeah, let's do it.
Right, go on then. Let's start. Paul Mullin.
They signed me that day. And it was like, you know what? Played so well. We're going to give you a 2-year contract. Leno and Emi Martinez was there.
Some keepers to learn off straight off the bat, isn't it?
But this season with Wrexham, I want us to get promoted 100%. When the phone call came in from my agent saying, you're going to have to sit down for a second, mate. We have some news to tell you. Aaron Ramsey obviously joined that summer, late in the summer. My younger brother's obviously in the Arsenal Academy now.
He went to Crewe
Under
Fred Barber.
Can you pronounce that again?
Shimokawa Oten.
I just wanted to see you struggle.
I want to know, what does the goalkeepers union mean to you? Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Yours Mine Away podcast with me, Mark Howard. We've actually had a couple of weeks off because I've moved house. I ain't doing that again. That was stressful. I'm just going to put that out there on record. I definitely don't do that. But I'm so pleased that I'm back, and I am delighted and honoured to be joined by my current teammate and rival for position, Arthur Okongwu. How are you doing, mate?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on, mate.
No, it's great. It's lovely to see the
first podcast
finally.
Nice. You a lot of you obviously know that I'm at Wrexham. Arthur's also at Wrexham. He's just got in the team. How's it been going so far? You enjoying your time?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I think players took me in really well. I've enjoyed being around and stuff. It took a while for me to settle and find my place and stuff. But yeah,
what's the other goalies like, what they like to work with?
Yeah, you're all right. Our goalies are all right too. Yeah. But no, I'm having loads of fun with the goalies. We enjoy every day.
We've got a good dynamic, haven't we?
Yes. 100%.
Obviously, we all had something slightly different. You're very calm, laid back. I love to be on a wind-up.
Yeah.
Like all the time.
Yeah, and all then, the time.
Luke and Liam, they're pretty chilled as well, weren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty chilled, laid back.
They're not working hard, but you don't.
No, me, I'm just very calm.
You're
and
very
easy,
calm.
And you probably noticed that. Everyone knows that about me. It's the first thing you notice.
I want to, before we get on to how it came about, right, let's talk about goalies two touch. Your first day was a shocker.
Oh, yeah, it was horrible. I couldn't keep the ball in the air.
Yeah, so we play two touch every day. We play 3 or 4 games, and then the forfeit, if you lose one of them, is like normally like do a chicken, do a worm. Mine have been very creative of late.
Yeah.
Yeah. One-arm swimmer was a good one.
Yeah, that's the one you gave me.
Yeah, I did give you that.
Yeah,
they've turned up a little bit, haven't they? Toboggan was a good one the other day. Downhill toboggan was a good one.
Yeah, there's some really good ones in
there. It's just to embarrass you into not wanting to lose.
You have to try your best not to lose, or you're going to do something outrageous.
Right, let's talk about Aidan Davidson, our goalie coach, as well. By the way, at two touch.
Yeah, don't pass it to his right foot.
What do I tell you every day when we play?
Stay away from him.
Know your players.
Yeah, know your players as well. Yeah, you pass it in the air, he's gonna do that thing.
He does that fake, jump.
Yeah, I can't get it.
And then he's always a ref or plays one touch, and you can't beat him at one touch because he just stitches you.
Yeah, he'll stitch you out. He'll give you a bad first ball. You either try to catch it. If you're not, you're definitely gonna miss that pass back to him.
Yeah, so. Decent.
But yeah, nah, he's a good goalie coach.
Right, let's talk about Wrexham then as a club. How did the move come about?
I got a call from my agents right close to the end of the window, actually. And they told me that this was a possibility to have a move to Wrexham. And as soon as it came through, I was a bit hesitant. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Obviously, I knew the history of the club and stuff.
Had you watched the documentary as well?
I hadn't watched the documentary, actually, but I knew about everything. Obviously, being in the football world, you know about the new owners and stuff like this. And obviously, other players obviously talk about Wrexham. It's a big club now. But yeah, just as soon as it came, I was like, no, this is it's a great club and it would be good to have a move there.
Yeah. What was you told about the club, obviously, before coming, about the hopes for the season and stuff like that?
I think when I spoke to the manager, he's like, look, Arthur, like, this club has a huge exposure. We have loads of fans. I was like, really?
And you're kind of used to that coming from Arsenal.
Yeah, you're kind of used to it. But, you know, when you go into League Two, the fans aren't as much as the Premier League, obviously. But, you know, here at Wrexham, you have loads of fans. It's surprising, you know. But, yeah, it's been a bit of a shock seeing how much exposure the club has.
Yeah, I remember on your first day, the first game, right? After the game, the media guy, Collins, come up to me and went, can you just tell Arthur that before the game, so the lads all stop and sign autographs. And I remember I spoke to you during the warm-up and you went, I just want to concentrate. it cracked me up. I was like, it's unbelievable. And you was like, but like the atmosphere, and we do get a lot of fans and it's incredible. And the exposure that we do get is also incredible.
Yes.
So it's hard to sometimes go, no, this is my job. I'm here to work now.
Yeah.
But also give the fans what they want.
100%.
It's a difficult balance. It is always a hard one because you don't want to come across as ignorant or rude, but you want to do your job to the best of your ability.
100%. And obviously, when we try and get in, it takes maybe an hour to get through signing everyone and stuff. But, you know, you want to do that stuff for the fans and it feels bad when you don't, you know. But, yeah, it's a new experience, I guess you could say.
Have you found the dressing room so far?
Well, obviously, we're split up at the moment, but
yeah, a bit controversial in our dressing room. Yeah. The six youngest had to move out of the first team dressing room during the week, and it's not gone down that well.
Yeah, but we're still together.
Yeah,
which what matters, and obviously all the lads are good to be with every day.
Yeah,
so I'm really enjoying that at the moment.
Yeah, good. Right, and I want to do a little bit on the shooting drills that we do with the outfield players. Right, let's just have do you reckon a one word answer for each striker that maybe midfielder.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right, go on then. Let's start. Paul Mullin.
Top corner.
I'm going to go clinical.
Clinical is a good word, yeah.
Right. Ollie Palmer.
Power.
Yeah, raw.
Yeah.
I'm going raw. Sam Dolby.
That's also power, but let me think of another word. Speed.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Finesse.
Yeah. Get on his left foot.
Right. Stephen Fletcher.
That's finesse. I'm giving him finesse.
Yeah. He's just got that. You can tell he's played so much higher.
You can tell he's played a higher level, yeah.
He's got that like genius in him, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Don't want to give him too much credit.
Yeah, you don't want to make his head too big.
What about Billy Waters?
Tricky.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm giving him. Yeah, he's obviously very agile and he knows how to score as well.
Don't like heading the ball.
Yeah, you don't like heading the ball.
When you're crossing finishing, he's never done a header in his life. And one person, I'm just going to add one midfielder, Jordan Davis.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You give Ollie Palmer power. I'm giving it Jordan Davis.
Jordan Davis can hit a ball. But yeah,
There's certain days where Jordan Davis kicks a ball and you think, I am not breaking my finger for you, mate. You can score if you want.
100%. No, there's a few players. JJ, I'll put JJ there as well, you know.
Finisher as well.
Yeah, he can also hit with a bit.
Yeah, Luke Young as well when he does the shooting. Yeah. Just slotsville, just side foots, corners.
I think it's fair to say there's not enough words for all the players.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some really good finishes.
Yeah, decent. Right. Let's do some quick fire questions just to get to know you, type of goalie and person you are, right? So catch or parry?
Catch.
Yeah. It's not what you always say in training. Yeah, I'm only joking. The other day we had this discussion in training. We was like, just catch everything you can in training.
Yeah.
Try it and catch everything. If you make mistakes in training, it's fine. Yeah, it's where you learn.
Yeah.
We was trying to teach this to Liam.
Yeah.
Liam's head was gone.
His head was gone. Yeah. He was like,
but can't catch that.
Just can't catch it. Just try.
Right. Favorite color kit? Goalie kit.
Blue.
Yeah.
Favorite color. Yeah.
Nice. Light blue. Okay. Play out from the back or kick it long?
Play out the back. That's controversial.
Yeah. Whatever the manager tells us
Whatever the manager tells
us
to do.
That's what my answer always is, by the way.
That's the right answer, yeah.
Your favourite ever goalkeeper?
Van der Sar.
Hands down, yeah.
Hands down, yeah.
Why?
Obviously, my dad supported United and growing up. And I used to watch him a lot growing up. So he's definitely my most favourite keeper watching. In the Prem.
Just had every tool in the armory, didn't he?
Yeah, he was solid keeper.
Just missed a reliable.
Yeah.
Best stadium you've ever played at?
Played in Wembley.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's the best stadium I've played at.
Yeah. Match of the day or Sky Sports News?
Match of the day.
Yeah? Even though your name come off on the yellow ticker tape?
No, I don't look at that.
All right, long sleeve or short sleeve shirt?
Short sleeve.
Yeah. How tall are you?
I am 6'6". 200 centimeters exactly.
Right. Can we also, while we're on this, right, tell them your jump test, because you're a freak, mate.
Yeah, I can jump very high. Like scores?
Yeah, go on. Throw some figures out there. Because in the gym, when I was getting you to do this the other day, it's not funny. You're a cheat code in yourself, mate.
I think so they test us with CMJs, I think.
Yeah.
And
just do layman's terms, standing jump,
like 60 centimeters.
Yeah, you cheat, mate. You've cheated.
Plus, yeah.
Right. Who's the best goalie in the world right now?
Oh, it's a difficult one. I love Courtois. He's, for me.
Before he got injured. He's on fire. Champions League final was just a joke, weren't it? Yeah. I can see that. I can see why. Right. Head tennis or two touch?
Head tennis. I enjoy head tennis. Really? Even though I see why you put that question in
there. Why would I put that question in there?
Obviously, we played head tennis the other day.
Oh, what happened? I didn't. What was the score? I don't know.
I actually can't remember, but you destroyed us. But hey, it was experience versus youth.
Yeah, so. We played Old Vic Young, and unfortunately for you, you managed to get on the young team.
I've got on the young team, yeah.
And the other 21-year-old Luke got on the old team.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's mental. I'm 37. I'm absolute granddad of the group. Right, I always finish on this question and the questions, right? It's the last minute of the game. You can save a penalty and win the game, or you can score a goal.
Score a goal.
Has to be.
Because you can never get this. It. Yeah, has to be score a goal.
Yeah.
That would be unbelievable.
You ever envisioned scoring a goal?
Yeah, what would loads of times. Header.
Yeah, going up for a corner.
Yeah, header. And I can't head the ball. But I'm hoping just in and around the goalie. He's tried to come for it. I've got in front of him, head it in.
Ah, nice. Right. I always kick this off with how did you get off? How did you start being a goalkeeper? What was the first moment you realised I'm a goalie?
Yeah, it was obviously having a kick about with the mates, starting to play 7v7, when you get the bags on the pitch to make the goals. Yeah.
Jumpers for goalposts, we used to call that back in the day, mate.
Yeah. And I started outfield. So, this is so tiring. I can't bother doing all this running. Stuck myself in goal. I was like, I'm so bored here. I'm just standing and doing nothing. Gone back outfield again. I was like, you know what? No, running is not for me. I'm just going to go and goal and stick there. And I've enjoyed it. And I think for all goalkeepers, you just have that great feeling when you make a save. I think that's why we love doing it.
Yeah.
Since then, it's just been like that.
So yours was just down the park with your mates and you went, I'm going to be a goalie.
Yeah, literally.
What was the next steps you took to get in a team and stuff like that?
Started off in a Sunday club, a local Sunday club, just playing week in, week out. And then, people notice you. And
Have you always been tall as well?
Always been tall, yeah. Ever since I started football, I've been tall. I've always been able to make really good saves because of my length. Just slowly just got scouted and obviously moved to Arsenal. Just improved from there.
So you got scouted at Sunday level, was it? Was you playing borough or county level?
I was playing Borough level. Actually, it's weirdly enough, I played at two Sunday clubs before I got signed at Arsenal. I played at Hampstead Heath, and then I moved to Lynda, another Sunday club that's local.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got scouted at Lynda.
Yeah.
The manager actually was a brother of Arsenal coach, Steve Leonard.
Steve Leonard. I still remember Steve Leonard. Yeah. He used to drive all the... Mate, he loved the Islington boys.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Yeah, we had a lot of Islington boys in our team too.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked after... We had a really good player, Ryan Smith. We had a few others, Bradley Johnson, that's gone on to have a really good career at like Derby and Norwich and that. He loved the boys that he scouted. Oh, yeah. He loved them.
Yeah, he
was a good coach as well.
Yeah, he was a really good coach. He was under 16 coach, I think, when I got in there. So he was actually quite like up in the hierarchy. So yeah, he brought me in and yeah, the rest is history.
It's straight on trial. Did you have a trial? Was it straight you was going to sign?
No, actually, I had a 2-week trial.
Yeah. How did this go?
So I was actually rubbish. Like first, like 2 weeks. And I think we had a tournament inside the dome. I don't know if you remember the dome.
And I remember the dome.
Yeah.
At Hayland.
Yeah. And I had a great, great tournament. And I think they signed me that day. And it was like, you know what? You played so well. We're going to give you a 2-year contract. And it was a happy, really happy day for me.
Mate, mine was a similar story. I got invited for a 6-week trial. I trained twice, played on the Saturday against Norwich. We lost 5-1. I got love from the halfway line. I cried all the way home and they signed me on the Monday.
Yeah, that's how it is sometimes.
Yeah. Mate, honestly, I think that obviously I'd worked myself up that much that I'd forgot that I'd actually had a good game.
Yeah.
Because of like we'd lost.
Yeah.
And I'd conceded a bad goal from like, it felt like it was the halfway line. It probably wasn't. But like, I was like 9-10 years old. I beat myself up about it. And then the phone rang. It's like, yeah, we're just going to, we don't need to trial anymore. We'll sign you.
Huh? How?
mate, when you get that phone call or that, it's the best feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the best feeling. It's, you know, you're signing for such a big club. But I think I look to it now, like how big it is, than I would have back then. Because obviously Arsenal is a huge club. If you sign there, you know, it's a big achievement.
Yeah. See, Alex Welsh, our old goalie coach at Arsenal, he used to always tell me, look at it as an education. Arsenal is the best school you could go to.
Yeah.
Learn as much as you can while you're there. You don't know how long it will last. And I always did. That was always my takeaway.
Yeah, it's 100%. Especially when you're growing up through the academy, you see how many players come and go. You know, you have to really make use of the advantage you get being there.
Yeah, 100%. And you're still there now. You're on loan now currently, but to have worked from a very young age all the way through is quite rare now in football.
Yeah,
it's a massive achievement. I don't know if you know, like it's difficult now.
Yeah,
obviously, I think that Arsenal as a club and its philosophy now has slightly changed and they are trying to develop a lot more players.
Yeah.
Do you feel that when you're in, that there's a pathway?
I think to get to the first team, there definitely is a pathway, but you know, you have to be exceptional. You know, you have to be really good, really consistent. And you have to be very patient for your opportunity. It doesn't get given to you. You know, some players think you go through the academy up to Colney,
not plain sailing,
and then you go into the senior. It doesn't work like that. You have to be really good, you know. But yeah, I think there is obviously a pathway. I think I was able to get into the senior team, but you have to work really hard, you know. But yeah, it's just loads of hard work.
Yeah.
And consistency, I think, is a big thing.
And then, obviously, like you're saying, getting into the first team, you've managed to work with some unbelievable goalkeepers already.
Yeah.
So you would have got into the first team when, who was it? Leno was in the team?
Leno and Emi Martinez was there.
Some keepers to learn off straight off the bat, isn't it?
Aaron Ramsey obviously joined that summer, late in the summer. But, you know, before that, I was already in and around the first team before I actually went up there. I was already working with Petr Cech, David Ospina.
Just throwing these names out.
The names in. Unbelievable goalkeepers, But for like such a young goalkeeper like myself.
It's great exposure.
It's great,
Do you find that you take like parts of each person's game?
Yeah, definitely.
We talked about it at training the other day about how you wish you utilized more their experience and talk to them more off the pitch about life, about how to get better, how to improve and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's one regret, especially when I was young, like 15, 16, not actually speaking to them more, you know, because they've gone through it. It's like, I look back at it and I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, why didn't I speak to these goalkeepers more? Not even goalkeepers, you know, you can also speak to the players as well. They obviously have so much experience.
Pick the brains, even like the strikers, pick the brains of the strikers. Yeah. What don't they like about a goalkeeper?
Yeah.
Like, what don't you want a goalkeeper to do? Even speak to the defenders that are experienced. Yeah. Obviously you came through like Pierre Mertesacker.
Yeah.
What would he want as a goalkeeper behind him? You know,
to be doing. Yeah.
But I was the same a long time ago. I got the opportunity to work with a lot of the Invincible season.
Yeah.
And not once did I ask a question. I was too shy, too nervous. Yeah. And it's one of those takeaways that I look back on and I go, should have learned more. I should have picked the brains of the really good top players.
Exactly. 100%. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Mate, it happens. You still got we was talking the other day, like, still being able to speak to Leno, speaking Rambo is unbelievable speak to. He's inspirational for everyone, even players that are still playing.
Yes, 100%. No, I obviously speak to those goalkeepers. They're the ones I was able to keep hold of. But yeah, I think being able to speak to goalkeepers who are doing it, is you can't get a better experience than that.
Do you pass on your knowledge now, especially to your brother?
Yeah. My younger brother's obviously in the Arsenal Academy now. I always speak to him. I try to pass on that knowledge. And, if he ever gets to that situation, being able to work with those top goalies and players, I'll tell him the same thing now, you know. And I think that's the most important thing, being able to pass your, not mistakes, but things you would have wished you would have done.
No, it's just learning curves.
People, yeah.
You're fast-tracking his learning,
yeah.
Whether he realises it or not. But, like, you giving him some info.
Yes.
It's like he doesn't have to learn the hard way and then find out and come back from that. You can just tell him some things and go, he skipped a few levels.
100%.
It's invaluable for him. He must, obviously, he probably doesn't realise it.
Yeah.
Probably he should listen to this. But he probably doesn't realise it, but how insightful that can be and how quickly it can fast track.
100%. He just needs to listen to me.
I mean, that's difficult.
The difficult part.
Right. As we've talked about, your current deal at Arsenal is up at the end of this season.
Yeah.
You're currently on a season-long loan.
Yeah.
What are your hopes for this season?
For this season with Wrexham, I want us to get promoted 100%. It would be a great, I think, story. So I obviously have a good insight now about what the club's gone through last season, how they were able to get promotion last season. And it would be a dream to finish the year with a promotion.
What about for Arsenal then?
For Arsenal, I think I'd have to wait and see till the end of the season. At the moment, obviously, like you said, my contract ends the end of this season. But yeah, just have to wait and see. It's too hard to say.
It's fine. Just continue doing what you're doing, isn't it?
Exactly.
It will take care of itself.
Yes.
Right. Let's go straight back to your first ever loan.
Yep.
So you went to Crewe.
Yeah.
Under Fred Barber.
Yeah. Fred Barber. Yeah. He was a good goalie coach. He literally every day just tried to destroy me.
Yeah. In training. Days off, is there?
No days off. Just try to make me as tired as possible. And, I think I'm much fitter for it. But yeah, it was so hard for me then. I was like, oh no, like training again.
Fred is one of those fellas that one of the loveliest fellas.
Yeah.
But he's so old school and stuck in his ways that he will just carry on doing what he's doing for the rest of his days, making every goalie up and down the land tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's always done it. I've heard some horror stories, but Fred's past record with keepers, he had Jussi Askelainen still playing in the Prem at like 39, 40 years old at Bolton. And like the keepers that he loves to tell you about that he's worked with. But he had his own soccer schools and stuff like that. He would do anything for you, but
his training sessions are so difficult. If you're going over to Crewe, Fred Barber's there, you have to be ready.
Yeah. Before I signed for Wrexham, I went and met Fred a couple times because he wanted me to go to Crewe. It's like a year and a half, 2 years ago. And he was desperate. And I was like, 35 years old. I'm not sure, Fred.
Not sure about that. Yeah. I think you made a good decision.
But you clearly enjoyed your time there.
Yeah, I enjoyed my time. They have a good setup in the club. They like to play young players and yeah, I enjoyed it. Obviously, my first senior few games, so yeah, it was a good club to do it at. We weren't the best team in the league that season, but we were.
You can't when you play behind Rob McDonald and Kelv Mellor, mate.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything about that.
No, I played with
top
them,
guys. Oh, you played with them?
Okay. I played with them. That's why I can mention
them. Yeah. No, that, you know, there were some really, really good players there. And it really took me in. I really enjoyed my time there. But yeah.
Feel like it was the right time for you to get out on loan. Sometimes you get in a stalemate when you're at, say, let's say that the top clubs in England, and you don't get a chance to get out on loan.
And this
is one of the hardest things to find is you're desperate to get experience. The club want to keep you because you're either a good egg around the place or they need the third or fourth choice goalkeeper for the drills that they need. So there's a fine balance. It's really hard to actually get it right for you.
Yes, 100%. No, I thought it was the right time. I wish I'd done it earlier. Get that loan in, but you know I was able to get it in and I enjoyed it. I think as a young keeper, you know better than anyone, it's so important to have games under your belt for your CV and stuff like that, and your just to improve your overall game. But yeah, it's been good.
And then in January, Arsenal recalled you because they had a slightly better loan.
Yeah, I had a slightly better loan. I went to Sturm Graz in Austria.
That's incredible. That was a loan.
When the phone call came in from my agent saying, yeah, you're going to have to sit down for a second, mate. We have some news to tell you. I was like, okay, all right. My agent's never told me this before. Let's have a seat. And I told us, look, there's a club in Austria that want you and it's looking likely that you'll go. And I was like, oh, wow, Austria. Where's Austria? That's the first question you ask. But yeah, it was so quick. In 3 days, I was already in Austria, already signed,
living out of paperwork,
living out of suitcase, different language. And it's just literally the young player life, you know, you're just in another country so quick.
How tough is that?
I'd say it's really difficult. You have to be really strong, you know. But what I will say is the first few weeks are hard. But after that, it's pretty easy. You quite quickly learn that everywhere's kind of the same.
Everywhere's got the internet, mate.
Yeah, everywhere's got the internet, exactly.
Straight on the PlayStation.
Yeah, straight on the PlayStation. Keep myself busy.
Was it nice to go learn and experience another culture?
100%. 100%.
Did you find yourself like just going for walks and finding like, different places and just learning?
Exactly. The city was really nice. It was in Graz. Not a lot to do there, but it was it had a really nice look to the city, which was important.
What is the level of football like out there?
I'd say the top six teams are really, really good. And then I'd say the bottom teams are not as good. But you know, you have, obviously they have the Europa League, Champions League qualifiers. If you're good enough, you know, Salzburg and Sturm Graz have been up there. They'll be playing Champions League, some teams. So yeah, I think it's a high level of football. Obviously a bit different to England because there's not many teams. Yeah. But
that mix of levels and fan base is a strange one. I can compare it to Scotland because you're 1 week, you've got Celtic and Rangers and there's 50,000 fans. And then the week after you're St Mirren, who've got a couple of thousand fans. Mm-hmm. And pitches are so different. Stadiums are so different, but it's a great place to learn because you'll learn all different styles of football.
Yes.
Within one league.
One league. Yeah. 100%. You're right with that. Teams are very different, you know. You have different stadiums, different fans. But yeah, the Austrians, I will say, they love football.
Do they?
Yeah, they love it. And they love watching the game and coming to the games. Sturm Graz fans were amazing.
What sort of reception would you get?
Normally, we had 15, 16,000 at home games. And they normally full packed out away stand, no matter where we go, you know. They're really strong fans, a bit like Wrexham fans.
And you also went on to win the Austrian Cup final as well.
Yeah. We went on to win it. It was a great experience, you know. No one could have told me at the beginning of that year, my first senior season, I'd win a trophy. So, you know, it was a great achievement for me and my family. And it was one of the best days of my career.
Yeah. How did you play in the final?
I didn't have much to do, to be fair.
Yeah, nice. That's yeah, the best much way, isn't it?
Yeah. I had one little save at the end. Apart from that, it was just an easy,
enjoyable experience.
Enjoyable experience. Their fans were giving us hell. It was a quite a big stadium. I think it's like 30,000 fans there, which was a good, it's really good crowd.
The club for a good celebration after.
Yeah, of course. In Graz, though, like I said, Graz
in the town.
Yeah, Graz. Yeah, it was really good in the town. Really, really good. There was a lot of fans. I said the fans are literally, they love their diehard for the club. But no, it was a great experience.
Yeah, right. And then I don't know, a lot of the fan base wouldn't realise, but you know when you finish alone and then you got breakaway that summer, you feel like you're in limbo, don't you?
Yeah.
So you've done what, six weeks off in the summer, seven?
Yeah.
And then you go back to Arsenal, you start pre-season all over again and you're like, you in your mind, you would have been like, when am I going on loan?
Yeah.
You would have had no other thought in your head, would you?
No. Yeah, I would have thought, all right, let's get out now, you know, but it's not that easy.
It's not easy. Obviously, clubs have all got their goalkeepers that are already in.
Yeah.
There's other moves. It's like chess.
Yeah.
Someone from the top's got to move somewhere else. Like, yes. De Gea had to leave United and Owen had to go in.
Yeah.
Matt Turner had to leave Arsenal and David Raya could come in.
Yeah.
But that filters through the whole league for every team across the world, that is. And you just have to be patient, but know that you're at a point that you're ready to go.
Yes. Yeah, this window was one of the most weird windows for me because, like you said, it's literally like different pieces are moving, you know, and it's really difficult to actually find a club that doesn't have a goalkeeper. And, you know, a lot of managers like experienced goalkeepers and stuff like this. So... It's really, yeah, like you, yeah, you have an easy job. But for me, it's really difficult being young.
I was there once, mate.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But yeah, it's just, it was a difficult summer, but obviously Wrexham came and saved the day.
Yeah.
And took me on.
How was the Arsenal side of it? You know, like going in, training, saying like, and obviously yourself, you would have been going, I want to go out on loan.
Yeah.
They're telling you, we're trying to get you a loan, mate.
Yeah.
Are they still pushing you towards their own first team or do they rein it in a bit and say like your path somewhere else this year so we're going to bring someone else through?
Yeah. So obviously the plan was for me to go, so you know I wasn't too much involved with the team and stuff, but you know it's just, you know, in football a lot of things you have to learn how to deal with a lot of things, and I knew the reasoning behind that, and I just found a way to deal with it and just train, get the best out of myself, and I knew I was going, so yeah, it didn't really affect me too much.
Yeah, good, right. Right, let's crack on with a bit of lightheartedness, right? I've told you about this quiz before, right? Goalie or no goalie? So I've got five international goalkeepers from around the world and five made-up names or famous people or anything be, right? So it's 1 point for each correct answer. And you can head over to YouTube and check out our leaderboard.
All right, cool.
Ready? I told you, it's a bit of a stitch up.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I need to get focused now.
Yeah,
come on.
Right, so number one, Jacob Batalon.
No goalie.
He is not a goalkeeper. He is Spider-Man's best friend, Ned Leeds.
Nice.
All right.
It's a good start, that.
Scoreboard, mate, because my accounting is horrendous. Right, number two, Alexander Schlager.
is a goalie.
You think he's a goalie? Yeah, he is a goalkeeper. He is the Austria Salzburg goalkeeper. I gave you an easy one there.
You gave me an easy one.
A little bit. That was nice of me.
That was nice.
That's nice, mate. Right, number three, Andreas Barrientos.
I feel like you're trying to throw me off with that name. I have no clue who he is. Say his name again.
Andreas Barrientos. Ben, my pronunciation not bad? Yeah, he's giving me an A star there, yeah.
Yeah, goalie.
Young Philly is not a goalie, mate.
No way.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know his real name.
Yeah. I've seen you follow him on socials, mate. Can't say Young Philly's a goalie, mate. Good player, not a goalie. Right.
I had no clue.
Number four, Amin Mohamed.
Amin, not a goalie.
That, you locking that in?
Amin Mohamed. No, not a goalie.
He is not a goalie because Chunks ain't a goalie, mate.
Oh my God. I don't even know these guys. I don't even know their real names.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point of it.
Oh, wow. All right.
Every day's a school day, mate.
All right.
I can't believe you said Young Philly's a goalie. Right, number five, Yvonne Mavogo.
No, not goalie.
He is a goalie, mate. He's a Switzerland.
Oh, I know this goalkeeper. I know him as well. It's in pronunciations. It's
I think that was pretty good, no?
Yvonne Mavogo. I don't know.
You give it a go. Go on, you do that best you can. Yvonne Mavogo, surely. What?
He's Swiss. German. Yvonne Mavogo. Nah, too fair. Thanks, I don't know how else I would have said that. Yeah.
Right, number six, Anthony Mandrea. You look so baffled. It's so good, this.
No idea. Anthony
Mandrea.
Not a goalie.
He is a goalie. He's at Algeria and Cannes. Is it Cien? The French team. C-A-E-N.
Cien.
Cien.
Yeah. I didn't know that. League two. Liga 2, no chance.
Yeah, he's struggling. I love it. Right, number seven, Amala De Laminia. Let's read that again. Amala Lamini. Lamini? De Lamini. There we go.
De Lamini.
Amala De Lamini.
No goalie.
She's not a goalie. That's American rapper Doja Cat.
How do
I come up with these?
How do you come up with these?
A sad old man, mate. Right, to be fair, on my train journey in, I'll just like Google chart stuff, films. I go through like your Instagram account and see who you follow.
See who I follow.
So you follow Young Philly. So Young Philly was in there. I was like, I'll find out his real
name. Find out his real name. Ah, fair enough. Smart.
Yeah. Right. Number eight, Herve Kofi.
I feel like you're pronouncing that wrong. Is it Kofi or Kofi?
Kofi. Yeah, it is Kofi. Sorry.
Kofi. Can you say his name again? What's his first name?
Herve. Herve? H-E-R-V-E.
Kofi.
Kofi.
I don't know any goalie, Kofi. I'm going to say no goalie.
He is a goalie. He's Burkina Faso and Charleroi.
Oh, no clue. I had no clue.
Can you say his first name for me?
To be fair, I can't say that
so
too.
Hard, man. Everyone laughs at Kofi. Me doing this. Right, what are you on? Four? Come on, you can get better than this. Right, number nine. Shimokawa Oten.
Can you pronounce that again?
Shimokawa Oten.
I just wanted to see you struggle.
I'm quite confident with that one.
No goalie.
He is not a goalie, mate.
Yeah.
That is the first ever anime film.
Oh, wow.
You said you're a big fan.
I am. I didn't know that was the first one, but yeah
I didn't expect you to know that was in 1916. Yeah. I was born, you weren't. Yeah, big anime fan, yeah?
I like a bit of anime, yeah.
You've got a favourite?
I like Dragon Ball Z. That was good. I've not really got into it yet. A few of the boys at Wrexham are trying to get me onto it, so.
Yeah, who else is a fan?
Mendy.
Yeah, Mendy would be
big fan. Aaron, he watches a bit. They will watch like Demon Slayer and stuff. They're trying to get me onto it. But yeah, I'm going to start it soon.
Yeah, nice you. Right. Yeah. Finally, right. Number 10, Robbie McCrory.
Robbie McCrory. Robbie McCrory. No, not a goalkeeper.
He is a goalie. He is at Glasgow Rangers. He's been in the Scotland squad.
No,
5 out of 10, mate. I'm actually a bit disappointed.
Is that bad?
That's distinctly average, right in the middle.
I'll take average.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll take it.
It's a good trick, though, isn't it?
That is.
Young Philly blew your
Young
mind,
Philly, that. I can't believe I don't know his name.
Yeah, you should really know, mate, that his name is.
What was his name?
Andreas Barrientos.
I had no clue. Yeah. Now I know.
Yeah, you do now, mate.
Yeah.
Right, so now let's get into the geeky stuff. I want to talk about these gloves especially. So we were fortunate enough that ProDirect sent us a couple of pairs of gloves. So ProDirect, it's their 25th anniversary, and they've teamed up with Adidas to create a remake of the glove worn by Fabian Barthez in 1998.
Yeah.
We wore them in training yesterday.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Latex is really good.
Unbelievable.
I could catch everything with these. Only downside was that it was a bit tight.
Yep.
See, we've got my
your current gloves.
My current gloves, which are 10.5, but these are much bigger than these in a 10.5.
Can you see like the variety, like the change in model?
Yeah.
How like narrow and long these are compared to the older gloves.
They're so
obviously
small.
They're a remake, so I think they're a slight take on the color variation as well. But there's actually only been 1,998 models made, so we're fortunate enough to have been sent two of those.
Can't believe it. When you sent these through, I was like, oh my God.
We were both looking at them in a box in a changing room. And what was the first thing you actually said to me?
I've never had my name on my gloves. Yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
Adidas sponsored athlete, and it's the first time you've ever had your gloves.
I've just never put my name on my gloves.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
A big shout out to ProDirect for sending us these gloves. Thanks a lot, guys. Absolutely loved wearing them. You can check out the YouTube channel as well and watch this episode. We should have some pictures of us wearing these gloves as well. Right, so let's go into the gloves anyway. Adidas sponsored athlete. Mm-hmm. You go through a lot of gloves, mate.
Yeah, I knew this was coming. Yeah, like a glove a game?
Yeah.
Yeah, normally a glove a game.
Is that down to the condition of the glove or that you like to give your gloves away or...?
I think it's just superstition now.
Or
I just like
Adidas
to wear.
Just give you that many gloves. Yeah, they're just making it rain gloves.
Yeah, making it rain gloves. I just literally like to wear glove a game, fresh pair. There's nothing better than a fresh pair of gloves, you know, that feeling. So yeah, it's just an addiction now, I think.
Yeah, we laughed about it before, but the plastic coating on them.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
They're a pain to get off. Yeah. Every single time I have to take them off.
So you do this once a week?
Sometimes.
A couple of times.
Week, yeah. We have a Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, three times in a week. Yeah.
Yeah. Why Adidas? I know that they're part of Arsenal and stuff. And when they started sponsoring Arsenal, was it a natural thing that they looked after the young ones and you were there at the right time?
To be fair, when I signed with Adidas, we were with Nike. I was 14, I think. Yeah, 14 years old when they approached me and they said, look, try out our stuff. And as soon as I put their stuff on, I fell in love with their gloves and boots and just haven't switched to anyone else since then. And they've really looked after me since I was young. So, yeah, it's just more like a family thing now than anything.
You always, obviously, we laugh at that. You come in with your boot and glove combo straight off the bat. No shyness about it.
No, just get it right on. Get them straight in and working.
Adidas latex especially, are you in the 0.2s or the 0.1s?
I'm in the 0.2s. Yeah, I'm in the 0.2s.
0.1.5.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, it's right. Yeah.
The 0.2s last a little bit longer, don't they?
Yeah,
a little bit more abrasive.
Yes, they last a little bit longer. With the 0.1s, you know, you can use them for one training session and that's it. They're gone. I think because of how soft the latex is, unless you really like wore them down.
Yeah.
They normally just die pretty quickly.
Yeah. I always like to ask my guests, right? But how do you look after your gloves and what do you do to prepare them for a match?
I don't really do much, actually. I just, if I get a new pair of gloves, I like to water them down a little bit just to keep them fresh, in a sense, the latex fresh. But after games, I don't, like I said, I wear one pair a game.
So
I just,
your training gloves
they become
the
my
after.
Training gloves for the week. And that's what I do. Just use them for the next sessions and then wear a new pair and it's just repetitive from there.
Do you do anything especially for different weather conditions or different types of balls?
You actually told me to start getting into the Vaseline trick.
Well, only when it's really wet, mate.
Yeah, when it's really, really wet. I'm going to try it. I need to try it in training first.
Yeah, it rains enough in Wales, so we'll be all
right. Yeah, we'll try it plenty of times. But No, I don't really do anything special in wet conditions. I just try, maybe if I have a towel next to my goal, keep them dry. But what can you really do? You can't really do much when it's raining.
No,
it's
obviously some goalkeepers have preference of like more worn gloves or wetter gloves when it's like, and some like really dry gloves in the rain.
Yeah.
And we'll change them at half time. There's loads of things that like on wet days, I don't warm up in those gloves. I'll warm up in a different pair and then put it. And you think that goes against everything you know because you should wear what you're playing in.
What you're going to play in.
You're like me. You don't like wet boots. You can't play a game. Wear wet boots. If your boots have got wet in a warm-up, you have to wear a different pair.
To be fair, in the warm-up, I do change my gloves.
Yeah.
I don't like to overwear my gloves before the game.
Yeah.
I don't want them to get too wet too, actually. So that's a good...
I don't wear mine in a match day warm-up because I like to keep them in the best condition can be. And if that's how I left them from last week, that's how I leave them. Yeah. I know in my head that like they were good last week, they'd be good today. So like it's just all like weird superstitions and stuff.
Yeah.
How have you adjusted going from different footballs over the last few years? Obviously, pre-season is the Premier League night ball. Coming to the EFL, the Puma ball. What did they have in Austria?
Adidas.
Yeah, so
three different balls.
It's mad, isn't it? The difference it makes.
And then you have cup competitions, you know, and you train
the Mitre ball for the FA Cup.
The Mitre balls. I think the Carabao balls are similar this season. I'm not sure what the FA Cup balls are this season, but yeah, it's just you get used to it quite quickly. It's only a ball, you know. But every ball has a different feel to it.
Even when you're kicking it, it's different.
Yeah, every ball is different. To be fair, these balls are actually right to kick, the Puma ones. But there have been some bad balls back in the day.
Talking about kicking, you've got the strangest style to kick a football I've ever seen.
Funnily enough, I got that from Fred Barber.
Was it Fred? Yeah.
Yeah, it was Fred. Yeah.
It's like a rugby try. Like you're going through the motions of like visualizing before you've even kicked it, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm just literally, call it a J-shape run up. It helps me to have a good timing on every kick because I wanted to work on my run up to the ball. Because I was missing a lot of kicks when I first started playing. Obviously, I found that technique and I've used it and it's sometimes very consistent.
Yeah. Do you find that you was missing kicks, you're saying, because you was running up too fast and your levers were too long?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen the film Happy Gilmore with Adam Sandler. He runs up to hit a golf ball, but he's running and it's so hard because he's using a long lever in a golf clubber.
Yeah.
And like, it's a skill. So when you run up too fast for a goal kick, or to kick a ball, you can almost be out of coordination.
Yes.
So is that why you've gone slow?
Yeah, that's why I go slow. And also I like to have that little run up because it allows me time to the same rhythm.
Yep.
I have the same rhythm when I'm about to kick.
Yep.
It's just something that keeps it consistent and it gives me a mental memory of how I'm kicking this ball.
Yep. Because I've got a short run up. I only do like a two step run up.
I've seen it.
I like stab it because I know that I don't have to have that follow through. But I've got that coach's serve in training, and I?
Yeah. Yeah. Your serve's good, to be fair. You're always teaching me like half volley and stuff. My half volley still needs working on.
Yeah. This is something that we talk about a lot in training. And this might be quite interesting for some of our listeners. But see, even like when we're training and you get used to a level of service, even myself, like, and I'm fussy now because I'm like, if I want half volleys, I want them in my face.
Right.
I want them to hit on my nose.
Yeah.
And then like, so when someone like Liam, for instance, like drops a ball and he's not following through or he's not getting his head over the ball, it will come off and it will end up a wobbler or, and they're the ones that as a goalie, I don't need them some days.
Yeah.
So like I'm a massive promoter of like, look, if you do this, this might help. And I said to you the other day, you're only doing that because your head's not over the ball. You're actually stretching for the ball.
Yeah.
Started doing it. You started zinging at me. It's like, off.
Yeah.
Take a bit off.
Yeah. Take a bit of power off that. But yeah, it's all about the little details, isn't it? Like when you're kicking, and it makes it so perfect if you get it right all the time. So yeah, that's just. Life of a goalkeeper.
Yeah, it's just the experience and doing it repetition. And as we said before in training, that at Arsenal you'd have had a goalkeeper coach, an assistant goalie coach that did most of the serving, and you wouldn't have had to do a lot of serving. And we said this to Aiden yesterday actually in training, that when you come with us, and Aiden don't do a lot of serving because he's always got a tight hamstring and a tight calf and always got injured playing two touch.
Yeah.
We do all the serving.
Yeah.
So like, it's that just that repetition of, I've got used to that because I've done a lot of years in this levels.
Yes.
That like, I'll do a lot of serving, but I love it because I know that it tests me, but I'll get the best out of you.
Yeah, it's true. And it's good to work on that technique as well,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And you can do that through finishing as well. So yeah, it's good.
Yeah, we had a good little shooting comp as well yesterday.
Oh yeah.
I love a little competition.
Shooting competition is the best ever.
We battered it at one of the young lads, to be fair.
Bryn,
And you let him three goals, and then it was Bryn's turn. It was only gonna go one way.
I've absolutely smashed it in the top bin.
Yeah, twice.
Killed his confidence.
Yeah. Nah, he was good, he enjoyed it, mate.
Yeah.
Right, superstitions.
I don't have that many. I think one I have is I like to touch the two posts and the crossbar before games.
That's Aaron Ramsdale one.
Is that Aaron's?
Yeah,
I've seen a few keepers do it to be fair. But yeah, I need to touch the post, crossbar, then post.
Protect your game, isn't
it? Yeah, just, I don't know why I do it.
But I measure my goal. I'm like,
oh, you measure it?
Yeah, I don't know what. Even if I've played in that ground, I've played at Wrexham 40 times, I still measure it. Still do my 8 yards to make sure.
Just to make sure it's in line. I think that's the only superstition I got right before the game. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I don't like to wear skins in games, like top skins. I think the only time I'd wear one is if it's literally -5 degrees, like freezing. But even then, I still wouldn't want to wear it.
Yeah. It's almost the aspect of train how you play as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So like you'll see all of us in t-shirts, or I'll wear an Under Armour.
Yeah.
But I won't wear trousers in training.
Yeah.
I'd never wear trousers.
You never wear trousers in a game.
So like, I think that's one of the things that when you're training on good pitches with good balls, that you have that luxury where if you're training on AstroTurf every night, you need to wear skins.
You need
to wear trousers, and you need to wear clothes that protect your like your body.
Yeah.
And like obviously we're quite privileged in that.
Yeah. Get to train at lovely Colliers. But yeah, it's just getting used to what works for you, isn't it?
Yeah. What about pre-match?
Like food and stuff.
Yeah, what do you eat on a match day? What's your typical match day food? Breakfast?
Breakfast, beans on toast, simple, maybe some eggs. And then I need pasta before a game. I don't know why, I just eat pasta. They told me it's good for me. I've just had pasta every day, before every game. So it's just what I do.
What about in the build up to the game as well? Are you on caffeine? Do you take caffeine, coffee, or the gums, or the gels, or the Haribos, or?
Yeah, I take a lot of caffeine. I like to maybe have a coffee before the game, before I leave to the game, and then maybe like a caffeine gum as well sometimes, or a caffeine gel or something like that, just to give me a bit of energy before the warm up. But yeah.
Right, and then finally, I want to go on to a little bit of training stuff.
Yeah.
Your jump test, as we said, is ridiculous, right? We were in the gym yesterday, and the first thing you did is got on the leg press after me and went, why?
Why?
Yeah, because you said I was doing too much.
Yeah.
I can't jump half the height you can.
Yeah.
You're telling me that my legs were stronger than yours. And then we both looked at each other and went, yeah, it's not a leg day.
Really. Yeah, it's not a leg day today. I think I just lost my power yesterday in the gym. It's just like, my legs. Like, but yeah, sometimes it's like that. Some days you just literally train so hard, you can't even do anything.
Is there anything specific you like doing in the gym or hate doing?
No, I don't mind anything in the gym. I just don't like those hamstring ISOs we do.
I
really don't like it. I've told Rich, who's our sports scientist, like, please, like, keep me away from that.
Yeah. See, as I've got older, I won't put like, I won't do any Olympic lifting. So I won't put weight on my back.
Yeah.
Because obviously, as you're older, your spine gets compressed anyway, and I don't need that excuse of like having that like nerve twinge.
Oh no, no, no.
When I was younger, I used to love powerlifting, and then like it caught up on me. It's like, that's not for me. So now I love doing like a lot more body weight stuff or the Pilates sort of style.
That means I'm in trouble. I don't like powerlifting now. So
that's all right. It might mean that you've avoided it entirely.
Yeah, there's other ways to strengthen your body, I think. There's loads of ways to do it. You just have to find the right one as well.
And what about a structure of a week and training and stuff like that? What do you enjoy? What's the most enjoyable training for you?
Most enjoyable training for me, like structure in a training day or like in a week?
In over a week. You know, like we always work towards a Saturday.
Yeah.
Let's go through your week. Because I know you don't like doing a lot anyway.
Nah, I think on a Monday, like if you play on a Saturday, on a Monday, you want a quick raz. Yep. That's what Aiden would say. Raz up.
Logistical nightmare.
That's what he always says.
Oh, logistics.
And then Tuesday, it's a tough day because we have a day off on Wednesday. So that's tough training session, tough gym session. Wednesday off. Thursday, tough again because we're still so far away from the game. But I like playing like small-sided games on a Thursday and a Tuesday. I think it's perfect.
Short and sharp, isn't
it? Yeah, short, sharp, small-sided games. After the goalie session, of course. And then Friday's a quick rise again.
Get off.
And get off, yeah. Get off home.
Feet up. Slippers on.
Yeah, yeah.
He loves that statement, right? Yeah. Right. A couple of things, right? What is your release away from football? I know we've talked about you love the PlayStation and that. Family?
Family. Cooking. Yeah.
You cook, yeah.
I'm living alone, so I have to cook, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm a great cook. My missus says that I don't cook enough.
You've got one dish, haven't you?
Yeah.
That you cook on repeat.
Yeah.
I can tell when you said that, when you went cooking.
Yeah.
What is the dish?
I like to make pasta. That's it. Just pasta. Maybe a spag bol, like, I don't know. That's it, really. Basic spag bol. Change up the pasta. That's the most you get from me.
Yeah, nice. Fair enough, right? Finally off, right? Thank you for coming on, right? But I want to know, what does the Goalkeepers Union mean to you?
Goalkeeper Union.
Deep question.
That's a deep question. Goalkeeper Union is like family, isn't it? We're like one family. It's just that one position, you know that everyone understands you, you know? But I think it's very important to me.
What an episode, Arth. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having
me. Thanks for your time, mate. And obviously, it's a pleasure being your teammate, even though you've taken my spot. But I don't mind all this stuff, mate. I love the awkwardness.
It's so, he's making it awkward.
I'm only messing. Thank you very much for coming in. What an episode, mate.
Thank you very much.
I need to say a massive thank you to our sponsors, Mito Red Light Therapy and Forged Irish Stout. Also, ProDirect for giving us the gloves. Massive thank you to that. Make sure you go and have a look on their website. We'll put the link in the description below. This has been the Yours Mine Away podcast with me, Mark Howard, joined by Arthur. Love it, mate.
See you guys there.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.